Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Surround sound. Dolby 5.1.
Greg, you're ruining it, and we're not surround sound. We're mono.
That's surround sound.
Ladies and.
Oh, that's really good.
That was a Jetsons.
No, the little red robot in the THX thing.
He comes
in and he like zooms
that's
around
right.
the room.
He goes, I forgot about that.
Brian has segued into the guy from Police Academy.
Yeah.
All right, let's the show. Come on.
Introduce the show.
I've been trying. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shy Show.
Oh.
Hey,
wow.
My name is Brian Gerard. I am alongside Gregory Hoyt.
Good morning.
Brian Robichaud.
Ladies. Hello, everyone.
You know what I sound like when I wake up next to a woman?
Dead quiet.
I'm staring at her.
Yes. No. Check the pulse.
And I'm like right next to her face.
Yeah.
Just looking at her. Not blinking.
Mouth open, teeth dry.
Hi.
Robert, guess what?
What?
I'm Robert.
That's Greg. Oh. We have one of our favorite guests of all time back with us.
What?
Today, welcome back to the show, Graham Swarson.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Thank you.
One more time.
This might be the last time.
We barely scratched the surface last time.
That is true.
First show was a big hit.
First show went well. We got a lot of response. We decided that probably should have him back to continue. We didn't even get into what we wanted to get into.
We didn't even get into it. And before we,
do you have a website?
I don't. I don't. That's been a thing that's been.
Boo!
Now, here's the thing. I own many domain names.
Oh.
with nothing on them.
Are you
nothing
hoarding?
On any of them. I'm a domain hoarder.
Oh, right? No.
I get
that's
a good idea
good thing to hoard.
And a good name, and I buy the domains, and I sit on them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's actually a good thing to hoard because they don't take up any physical
they
space.
They take up money, though.
They
no
do.
No doubt.
$10 a
year. Yeah, but not much. $10 a year.
Yeah, but when you have 40, that's a lot.
It's $400 a year.
Yeah.
Boy. I actually just got...
Is that a write-off?
Probably. Everything's a write-off.
Everything is. Welcome to America.
Now, gentlemen, before we get too deep into this, I want to acknowledge you first on doing anything over 100 times.
Thank you.
You ever had sex 100 times? You think you've had sex 100 times in your life?
In a day?
In your life.
Come on now.
How many times in your life do you think you've had
thousands.
Sex?
Thousands.
Robert?
I don't think I'm into thousands.
Brian?
Oh, I'm into thousands with several different women.
Wow. I'm into tens of hundreds of thousands. If tens of hundreds of thousands existed, it would be millions, right?
Glad to know that I'm the only honest person at this table.
I've had sex thousands of times.
I'd like to rectify my response, in all honesty.
Yeah.
Definitely thousands of times.
All right. Yeah, I don't think mine's thousands.
I will not clap for that.
Okay,
now,
anyway, go ahead.
One more thing, gentlemen.
Yeah.
I do want to thank you for your time over at the studio and the contributions you made to the building.
What are you talking about?
Explain. What are you talking about?
I'm of the good fortune to have a space to build out a recording studio, and you guys organized a slave day to go over and
slave day might not be the
bangs and nails,
correct?
Yeah. And you helped out with the studio, and I just want to let you know that it's complete.
Uh-huh.
I get in there twice a day.
Wow,
and play,
that's awesome.
And the neighbors are happy. Everything's quiet.
That's great. So it is silent.
It's silent.
This is a converted space and behind the house, just so people at home know.
Yeah. I've been there when he's playing.
Yeah,
Electric,
what are you saying?
Did you just have a stroke? Are you chasing metal?
Little stroke. Electric guitar.
Yeah.
With an amp. And I'll go outside and shut the door. Can't hear anything. It's really cool.
Wow.
So maybe if you guys choose to have me on again, we can record a session over there.
Sounds great.
You mean we could actually record in your studio?
Absolutely.
A session, he said.
A session.
A session.
Ace special Shy Show in your studio space.
Absolutely. absolutely.
We're going to take you up on that offer.
And I would like to be the musical guest and add a new component to the show.
Oh,
that would be our first musical guest. That would be cool. Yeah. We should do that. I like the idea of that.
Well, I would be honored, and it would disappoint me if I wasn't the first.
Okay.
Ah, okay.
So thank you for that.
Enough of the clapping.
Yeah, we're done.
And behind door number three, a new wheelbarrow!
Oh.
You're paying for that, Greg.
You have to pay taxes on that.
The wheelbarrow?
You do.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Any
do you
winnings?
Think this is a sweepstakes?
Any winnings?
Have any
speaking of sweepstakes.
Won anything with
this? No. This is something I needed to bring up. I saw this in the news, and I thought it was pretty crazy. Before, God rest his soul, Steve Jobs died, do you know what his plan was for the 1 millionth iMac to be sold?
No.
He wanted to fully Willy Wonka himself out and put a golden ticket in the 1 millionth box of an iMac.
iMac? There has to have been... What are you talking about?
iMacs.
Yeah.
There hasn't been 1 million sold.
Not iMacs in the way that you opened the show with the Dolby Digital 5.1. IMAC.
I know, but like iMac computers, there haven't been 1 million iMac computers sold.
Not an iMac computer. iPhones, absolutely. iPods, absolutely.
iPads.
They're smaller. Yeah. But the iMac is more expensive.
Are those, is that in Chicago? They have iPads?
iPads. Wait, what are we talking about here?
That's a MacBook.
That's a MacBook Pro. It's a laptop.
So like, what's an iMac?
What I have.
It's the screen on a stand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
With everything included.
They haven't sold 1 million of those
they
globally?
They have not. Apparently not. And he wanted to put a...
This is pre-death, by the way. This is what he wanted. So
he had a plan where he was going to put a golden ticket, like literally was looking at designs of this golden ticket to put in the box.
Yeah.
And whoever got that obviously got their iMac for free and then was going to be flown out to Cupertino, where the headquarters of Apple are. And he was going to dress up full Willy Wonka regalia and have a whole like themed thing blown out and make it a big thing.
That's
for their...
fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Now, my question
put the,
is...
Take the suit off.
Jobs.
Everybody, send the parade home. Give me cash.
Yeah, all of this.
I want
what did this
money.
Cost?
Yeah.
Give me what
give
this
me
cost.
That.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, I think, you know, he was like, wouldn't this be cool? But I just think it was him throwing another, like, kind of stealing, obviously, an idea that existed, but making it a big marketing ploy. Like, taking that marketing...
Well, have you heard of Mr. Irrelevant? You know about that?
No.
NFL draft? The last person who's picked in the NFL draft? The absolute last person who's picked. There's this guy who's been doing it for 20 years. He as a matter of fact, he even announces it now, where he will announce the last person picked in the NFL draft, and he gets the title, this person drafted, Mr. Irrelevant. And the guy gets flown out here to L.A. or to like Huntington Beach or wherever, somewhere down there, for a week. And they get to do whatever they want. Like, they get fancy cars, driven around in limos, they go jet skiing, they just, like, have a crazy week of whatever the hell they want. And...
On whose dime?
On this guy's dime. And this guy, it's, like, all charitable donations, and money raised from this goes towards the whole Mr. Irrelevant thing, as well as towards actual... you know, charities. And the guy doesn't like giving it to charities. He actually will. Right now he's buying machines for a clinic for people who are recovering from spinal cord injury. So he actually buys the equipment. Mm-hmm. He doesn't just say, here's money.
Yeah, it's a charity.
So it's for a good cause. But it is that idea of you know, this Willy Wonka-esque reward for the person who is
last.
But
it's marketing.
Yeah.
It's publicity.
You know what? It is. But you know, it was all in good fun originally. And the thing is, there used to be how many rounds are there now? There's seven now? Seven rounds?
Of the NFL draft?
Yeah.
I don't really know.
I think there are seven, but anyway, there used to be a lot more, and the person who was picked last really was fairly irrelevant.
But there's also some
only on the, you know,
weird
practice team
thing about, like, if I bought an iMac, I just want the computer.
Yeah, I don't
want
to deal with
weird,
this.
So
like,
would you be like, oh God?
Thing about
well, I guess you
spotlight.
Could. If you're the one with the golden ticket, you'd be like, I don't want to go.
No, right. But then they're making you.
Well,
go.
Right, but this guy who does this Mr. Irrelevant thing, like, it's this self-gratifying thing of like, I'm going to do all this stuff for this person that they who cares? They didn't ask for it. They don't want it. Like, what is it that this guy gets out of it by watching? like Smithers, like, yeah. like Mr. Burns, like yeah. look at how much fun yeah, he's having in that Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wait, what?
Irrelevant.
Ooh, look, you got the golden ticket.
You know what?
You got a golden ticket.
Yeah, do you guys have Photoshop? I need to go home and go to work on this computer.
Exactly. That's why I bought it.
Like, I don't have time to be up here for you to dance in a costume.
The point of getting the cash, though, having Steve Jobs cancel all those events, sell the suit, and give me the cash, that speaks to a bigger issue that I've talked to a few girlfriends. Now I don't have a girlfriend, by the way, in all of my relationships.
Is it because you
crash into the mountain? But maybe it's because of the conversation that I'm about to tell you about.
Right.
I'm a big believer in, like, oh, we're going to spend $60,000 on a wedding.
Yeah.
Why are we going to spend $60,000 on a wedding?
Sure.
How about instead we have whoever's parents have that kind of stupid fuck you money, give that to us, and let's go buy a house.
Right. I feel that way about jewelry. Like, forget a $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 ring. Let's go on a world tour vacation.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I'll put this twine around your
finger. No doubt.
And we'll go blow it out.
Right?
So it's practicality to a fault. And to some people consider that a fault.
Yeah.
Now, Graham, what you're saying is a little less practical, which is good, which is the idea of go on a vacation with the money. Greg would never say, let's go on a vacation with that money.
Because I never go on vacation.
Exactly. So you see what I'm saying? Like, Greg, I could totally see that, Graham. It's like, let me spend a little less here, and we'll go on an awesome vacation.
Let me speak to that a little bit about Greg.
Yep, please.
Some people may
reason number two why all the girls have left him.
Right. Yeah. People may think Greg is a selfish person.
Go on, Graham. Go on. You have our attention.
And I was one of those people for a really long time.
Was. So you've changed.
I've changed. It actually happened this morning in Starbucks. And there's two times when
just today.
There's two times when I have, when the light hits me. It's in the shower and when I have to wait in lines. There's a lot of time to think.
That's when...
noise, and I have time to think.
Not when you just think about Greg. You're not saying you think about Greg in the shower.
Well, I think about Greg in the shower. Greg is actually... His selfishness is confused with his desire to be self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
He doesn't want to trouble other people with his needs, so he preserves his funds. And his resources so that nobody else see it, so that he doesn't have to rely on other people.
Sure.
And others don't have to step forward and provide for him.
It's a financial independence, and that is something that's admirable.
Right.
Admirable.
But also it could be seen as a flaw. I have that same condition.
Where I can't accept help.
Right. Can't accept help, but also maybe there's like a tinge of like, and I have this too, and we're about to go back into our projecting conversation. If you just had a little more faith in...
humanity or...?
No, abundance.
Yeah. Okay.
You would get that like everything flows.
Yeah.
And you know that. I know that. But we get selfish. Mm-hmm. I'm selfish.
Mm. Well, I think everyone is inherently selfish.
Right.
The thing that I have trouble with is definitely asking people for help. I never ask for help. Like, have I ever really asked you for help?
No.
You?
Yeah.
When?
Quite often, actually.
For computer.
Computer stuff.
More so recently.
Yeah.
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 I'm trying to open up.
But
have
it's
I ever
not
asked
a problem.
You for help?
All the time.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm probably the one person you actually like, hey... You don't say, I need help, .. You phrase it differently. You phrase it as if it's my duty. You phrase it much like,
hey,
you
why
phrase
don't you,
it more, like, it's more in the phrase of, hey, how about you, .. Or, why don't you go ahead and, .. Which was really you saying, I need help with this. Can you help me? Which sometimes I have a hard time translating.
Because
when you phrase it that way, I usually my initial anger management reaction is like, why can't you do this shit yourself?
Yeah.
But really all that is you saying, hey, I need some help with this.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it.
Yep.
I'm not good. Okay, so I'm not good at asking for help because I'm not good at being vulnerable, probably. And I think like the thing with like not going on vacation or not spending my money is a few things. I was raised by my mom's mom in a big way, and she was so Depression-era minded that it was probably not a great... It's a good thing. It's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I probably said on the show, like, everything that I ever wanted for a gift, she'd be like, I didn't know you needed that. And I'd be like, oh, I don't really need it. It's just, like, my birthday. You know what I mean? Or she'd be like, well, we could build that. You could make that. And I'd be like, oh, Nintendo.
I like a computer.
I can't. Yeah. I can't.
We could build that. Bring the chickens in and let's start working.
It's like sometimes you get these things in childhood, these, like, mantras or whatever.
Yeah.
And I definitely was not raised with a abundance mentality.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I was raised with there's not enough and... Like I was raised by a woman who came up in the Depression.
Yeah.
You know, and that was in my family. So, and I used to count pennies with my grandfather and stuff like that. So I've had the experience of a great abundance in my life. But at the same time, it's weird. It really ebbs and flows with me where I'll like let it go and I'll be like, oh, I'm cool. It's good. And then I'll be like, oh my God.
My father like did the same. He sort of instilled in me and my brother, I guess, sort of good fiscal responsibility, right? You could say it that way. His description was always, you know, in life as you get older, you have this bucket, and the money is the water you're pouring into the bucket, but there's always a hole in that bucket. And as you get older, there will be more and more holes that you will deliberately drill into that bucket. You know, whether it's a house payment or a car payment, right? There are little holes that you're going to be putting in there, and you're going to have to keep putting more water in to the bucket to keep that bucket full.
So I have a question.
Put in fewer holes if you can.
Right.
Like, that's kind of the thing.
Okay,
what if your bucket is in the shape of a plate? And you're sitting there, and you're pouring water in it, and there's like a little, an 8-millimeter puddle
It always started as a bucket. You've just drilled so many holes that you have no walls anymore.
Drilled a hole. I think I just put a chop saw to the bucket, and now
it's just the bottom.
It's more of a platform.
Graham, you said you didn't like that analogy. Why not?
Oh, Robert, it makes me, like, drilling holes in a bucket and needing to add more water makes me anxious. I like where you went with it because...
You have control over it.
Right, exactly. I like that aspect, and that's another thing that Greg and I have in common is keep the holes to a minimum.
No
exactly.
doubt.
Exactly.
Simplify your life.
Yeah.
Keep the holes to a minimum.
But at the same time, you need to, and I've said this to Greg before, you have to dedicate some little bit of your income towards something that is fun. You have to. You have to give that gift to yourself, whatever it may be, whether it's a little vacation. You know, I know when you bought that laptop, I'm sure for you that was like, heart palpitations. You said to yourself, I'm doing this for my business. It's worth it for me. Mm-hmm. But now you can derive some pleasure from it.
And well, Graham, I tell him what I did last week when I called you. What did I call you about? I asked you for help last week.
Right. He actually called me for help last week. He had a situation where he was going home to speak at UMass.
You did that on Facebook, yeah.
And he, of course, as always happens, anyone in Hollywood knows, you want to book work, plan a trip.
Yeah.
As soon as you buy a plane ticket, you will be working your ass off.
Yeah.
Sure enough, he gets a call back for an audition, and he has to postpone the flight. What's a $400 fee?
Oh.
So it's, okay, what do I do?
Wow.
Do I cancel the speaking engagement?
Because my first initial thing is, this will give you an insight into my mentality. Fuck the whole trip.
Yep,
I'm not spending $400. Yep. And literally, and I told my mom this, I'm like, my grandmother is in my head going, why are you going to spend that money?
Right.
That's crazy.
I could build a plane for
$400.
Yeah. Bring in the chickens.
$400 is nothing.
Yeah.
If you're going to have everything,
keep
your plan in place.
Right.
Spend money to make money. Stay in the work. Spend the $400 and have everything.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It's small money for that.
So what did you do?
I spent the $400, changed my flight, went to the callback, went home, and had an amazing weekend
where
I got to speak at my alma mater and got to spend really amazing quality time with my family.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't allow... It's not that I'm selfish. It's that, like, I have like a lot of fear about running out of stuff and like whatever is going to stop. Like I'm an actor, you know, I'm a fucking actor. So I'm like,
it's a life of a freelance individual.
Yeah. And I'm just like, sometimes I get super burnt out and I've been doing this now for 10 years of like, okay, when's the next thing coming? And
sure.
And I'm just at a point right now where I've built up some stuff, and I'm like, but the fear of it, I still haven't let go into being like, all right, this is cool, this is my life, it's all good.
Yeah,
I don't know if you ever fully do. I honestly think that even people who have $1 million in the bank still don't fully embrace that attitude.
No doubt.
Because they put more holes in the bucket.
Yeah.
That's it.
The thing to do is drill some holes for yourself and siphon it off into other buckets.
Exactly.
So that you have the illusion of the buckets draining.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're building your
And that's
your,
what that's exactly fortune. What I do. Like in my bank account, I have very little money.
Yep.
But see, I wonder if that's a positive thing, because then in other accounts I have a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I don't see it. You know what I mean? So I wonder if psychologically...
No, absolutely, that is a good thing. You want to have that account that you don't think about, you forget about.
Yeah.
But money should be going there in some way. I had to dip into one of those accounts, which I... You know, it's one of those things. Does it happen?
Yeah.
When I had to get a new engine in my car.
Yeah.
So you don't plan on things like that happening.
That's the stuff that terrifies
Life happens,
me.
Baby. Exactly. Life happens.
Like when you have you blow your hip out or
something. Yeah, I
it's
know.
Just it's
My
just
dog
disastrous
ends up with
happen.
Some $15,000 injury. Like that.
Your dog ends up with a $15,000 injury. That's also us having a moment with your dog and saying that was a good run.
That's when
hey,
I give her a
good
do you solid
guys
hug
think do you guys think that I'm selfish?
No.
No, that's what I said.
But you think that maybe other people do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who are these? I mean, it's. I get it, but do you think that like a lot of people think that I'm a selfish?
Oh,
person?
Greg, who cares what other
no,
people
it,
think?
It's a version.
No, but I'm
of,
just interested. In
no,
that.
It's a version of projecting in a different way too, because you don't provide it for yourself.
Yeah.
So why would you do it for others?
Right.
I'm curious to know if that, if people perceive that as a lack of trust in them.
Robert
and in a future
thinks
with
that you
them.
Don't trust him.
What? Mm-hmm. No, not that. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess, but it,
yeah,
it wouldn't be
Robert
me.
Robert just said, what he just said was...
Are you projecting?
I don't...
You think I'm projecting?
You don't trust Robert to do anything because you don't ask him for help.
Is that what you think?
Well, no. Or, I was thinking more in your just like actual relationships with women.
Yeah.
I mean, he does obviously trust me because he asks me for questions help. About computer stuff all the time.
Let me ask you this, Hoyt.
Yeah.
Do you live under the premise that women cost money?
Ooh. Oh, yes,
oh,
he
God.
Does.
Here we go.
Do I live under the premise that women cost money?
Wow. That's a good question.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I've never... Yeah, I've always... I'll say this.
Yeah.
I've always paid for a lot of things in my relationships financially.
Yeah.
I've never been with a girl that's like... I got this.
You know why, Greg?
Why?
Nothing's for free.
Have you ever let it happen early on? Or do you just come out of the gate, no, oh, I got this. I got this. I got this.
Yeah, I definitely have done that.
So
I've set
you
the tone.
Take
I mean,
that
it's,
back.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah. Yeah.
You
right.
can't.
You can't take it. Well, you could. You could just be like, hey, you got this, right?
It's like anything. You can't, once you give it, you can't take it back in a relationship. Like guys' night.
If you don't
have guys' night or anything like that, and all of a sudden you start taking guys' night.
They're going to be like, what's wrong?
Yeah. Trouble.
Yeah.
The key is don't give it up in the first place.
Right. Live your life, baby.
Live your life, baby.
You know what the thing is? Let me be honest with you. Let me be honest with the audience here.
Oh, here we go. Truth time with Cabrio.
Here's the deal. Truthfully, like, I come off as a selfish guy or sometimes like an asshole or like... like a loner, afraid of relationships. I am. I'm afraid, man. I'm deeply afraid of many things in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not the least of which is having my heart broken.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had the experience of having my heart broken a few times in my life, and it's a very unpleasant, deeply troubling experience.
See, that's what concerns me because I haven't had my heart broken, which I'm a little sociopathic about. Having my heart broken and love. I love relationships. I am deeply, deeply afraid and terrified of committing to the wrong relationship.
Yeah, but I think that speaks to everybody. Everyone has that same fear. No one really talks about it, but I would say that everyone walks around being like,
my ability to say, no, that's not it. No, that's not it.
See, I used to be able to do that. Remember, like back in the day, Graham and I used to kind of blow through relationships with very little effect.
Did you guys blow through?
It was more of an assembly
together?
Line. Well, yeah. we would pass them back and forth.
Oh, we would switch girlfriends.
Not so much fourth.
And Graham would
just back once.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
yeah.
I can see why you left her.
Yeah, yeah. there wasn't a back and forth.
It was just like, want to switch?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's another story for another time. But I used to be really good at just being a sociopath about it and blowing through. And recently, I haven't been able to do that. And one time I got my heart broken really early. Remember the Russian girl when I was wicked young?
Yes.
That broke my heart.
Greg had this Russian pen pal who, I mean, at the ripe age of 12, was probably smoking hot.
Yeah, I have a picture of her right here under my computer.
Still has a picture. That says something.
Want me to show you the picture?
Yeah, I'd love to see this.
That says something.
This Russian
now,
girl.
Now, how are you connected with this girl? And was it your parents that set you up with this?
She came. Her name was Valya. She was from the Chernobyl area.
She looks like
area.
A boy. That's a little boy.
Well, she was from the Chernobyl area.
Oh my
they were
God,
all radiated.
It's a little baby boy.
We met
a 12-year-old boy.
We met at a summer camp. And I
her
fell in love with her.
Back.
Yeah,
she's
she didn't
pretty.
Speak English. I didn't speak Russian.
Yeah.
But we fell in love. Mm-hmm. And then she went back to Chernobyl, and I
was
never
this
heard.
Auschwitz?
No, it was Wannakee. Remember?
Did you ever try finding her?
Dude, there was no hope of finding her.
Are you kidding me?
Wait, now we're getting somewhere.
We are.
Wait a minute. Why is there no hope of finding her?
Because she was from the Chernobyl area, dude. She was radiation poisoned as a child.
So
that was the reason she was brought over here in this group, because they were all sick.
Now, the back of this picture says Valya, 1990.
Yep.
So Greg Hoyt, I'm going to say that Greg Hoyt is incapable of having a fulfilling relationship with a woman until he closes the book with Valya.
Agreed.
We've got to go find Valya.
We've got to go find Valya.
Yeah. All right.
Search for
Valya. We have Mark Dollars. And Graham Forrest, thank you for coming. We're out of time.
We got to go.
Valya is on the table, and we are going to search for her.
Yes, now we know where Greg is going to spend that vacation money, on a documentary with me and Brian Gerard and Robert Scheid going to Russia to find Valya.
I am a delicate little flower.
Graham, thank you for coming by. Get things rolling again.
Always.
Graham Sports, everybody.
I didn't want the show to go where it went.
No, it happens. On behalf of Greg Hoyt and Robert Scheid, my name is Brian Gerard. We are the Tried Show.
Money. Get a good job with your pay and you're okay. Money.